The first sockeye salmon are beginning their run for the season, and commercial fishermen in one of North America's largest fishing fleets will soon get a chance to fill their holds. Forrest Bowers is the deputy director for Alaska's Department of Fish and Game Division of Commercial Fisheries. He says it should serve as kickoff for a strong salmon season.
In the Kodiak area, we're forecasting a harvest of about 19 million salmon of all species, around 3 million sockeye, and about 15 million king salmon.
This year's run is similar in size to last year's, which was considered to be a good year. The high-intensity pink run is when the season really gets started for many local fishermen. That's still a ways off in July. In the meantime, Inner and Outer Katoy Bay, Duck Bay, Iyuit Bay, Fowl Bay Special Harvest Area, and Waterfall Bay Special Harvest Area will all open to commercial salmon fishing at noon on Thursday. Some areas in the Kodiak region will be open for 33-hour intermittent commercial salmon fishing periods, also beginning at noon on Thursday. While fishing forecasts look strong this year, the outlook for king salmon remains poor. But Bauer says there's a glimmer of hope.
We have very detailed information on smolt production or juvenile salmon production, as well as adult enumeration, indicate that at least in southeast Alaska, smolt production was very good. So a lot of juvenile salmon in the rivers that are migrating to the ocean, that's a good sign.
Many of the areas opening Thursday are open until further notice. The Alaska Department of Fish and Game monitors escapement and weir counts day by day and announces closures through emergency orders. The commercial salmon season closes in mid-August. For KMXT in Kodiak, I'm Dylan Simard.